بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا Many of the mashayikh, it is their ma'amool, their habit, when making the journey from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, then one is to engage in durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Many of them have this habit. Nowadays with the train it's harder because the journey is very fast. If you had to go by car or by the same day that you're leaving Makkah Mukarrama, so it takes about 3, 4, 5 hours. During that 5 hours, they try to read 1,000 times, Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. What makes them, what spurs them on, that this is a gift for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is unique. So we will try to mention a little of that. That what is the small surah? And what made it so huge? Ulama have mentioned that before the surah from Wal Asri, there's a certain sequence that goes where in Wal Asri, Almighty Allah said, by the oath of time, Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Majority or all of mankind lost out. Illa al-ladhina amanu wa aminu salihat wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bil sabr. Yes, only that group who had iman, good actions, who helped other, encouraged other to be patient, encouraged other on the truth. But that surah showed that the group that will survive is very small. And the group that will fail is huge. And the reasons of failure of mankind at large, the next few surahs then explains, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ Number one is, Allah says, destruction, total destruction, is for those people who always mock and search for the faults of others. It's a great lesson this, especially in the era of the phone, that he who searches for other people's faults, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تظهر الشماتة لأخيك. When your brother is going through some difficult times, you don't like him. Normally that's how it is. Brothers, brother-in-laws, sister-in-laws. There will always be someone we just don't like. And when we hear that they're going through some difficult time, let us not be the one that adds to the problem. To be able to delete a message is very easy. It comes, he who covers the fault of his brother, Allah will cover his fault on that day. So to delete is very easy. To forward a message, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam read this verse, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ He explained, Sahaba radiallahu anhu explained, the one who searches for the faults of others, the one who takes tales in between. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you see your brother in some difficulty, even if you're inside, our inside is not in our control, but to express is in our control. He said, never express happiness on the difficulty of your brother. فَيَرْحَمُهُ اللَّهُ He says, how possible it is Allah can bring mercy upon him and then afflict you with the same problem. فَيَرْحَمُهُ اللَّهُ وَيَبْتَلِيكَ Meaning he who mocks others. In Arabic they say, مَنْ ضَحِكَ He who laughs at others, duhika, one day someone's going to laugh at him. So, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ Man fell because he laughed at somebody else and the ball bounces back. 10 years later maybe, you said a sentence, there was no istighfar, there was no tawbah, there was no sadaqah. 10 years later the ball bounced. In recent time one woman made a statement 10 years ago, Muslim woman, but she said, Islam is the most paralyzed faith on earth. Meaning that we always need Europe to help us, we need this country to help, we got no power of our own. For her it was like a mock on Islam, Islam is the most paralyzed. 10 years later she goes for a small neck operation, and she has to send a message out to all her thousands of followers,
that the operation never go well, I'm paralyzed for life. She forgot 10 years, year, what she said 10 years before. What was the purpose to say it? The ball bounces back, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ. So many fell in that, Allah save us all. Never mock somebody else, never show happiness at the problems of somebody else. Because the ball bounces back. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ. Second pitfall why majority of men failed is when Almighty Allah gave power, man began thinking he is the most powerful. So there was a person called Abraha. He was not even appointed. There's a whole history about how he came where he was. What you will say, from the back door Abraha came into power. Now, on behalf of the king of Abyssinia, from the back door normally man's rise to power sometimes takes place. Where someone says, I remember you, you were shining shoes the other day. What happened to you now? But instead of that individual crying and say, how much Allah gave me, we see sometimes the one who was weak and meek when they small, now they become mighty and brutal when they become big. So Abraha became like that. When they said to him that the house of Allah, we're going to make tawaf of it, he said, I will build something better than that house in Makkah. And when they were not happy with his house and he became irritated, he said, I will break that house. This is Alam Tara Kaifa. When pride grabs a person and he gets tired of making zulm and oppression on the people of earth, a time comes where he thinks he can now start messing with Almighty Allah also. So Abraha said, Allah Ta'ala said, you saw what I did with the people of the elephant. One, the people who mock, they fall. Number two, the people whose power has made their heads go too big. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ. The third, when life is going well, people began thinking that this is our right in life. So the Quraysh, no one would interfere with them. No one would interfere because they already saw what happened to Abraha. They could make a journey from Makkah to Sham, Makkah to Yemen. Every caravan would be attacked. The Quraysh would not be attacked. They were enjoying the best of conditions, like how me and you for years enjoyed the best of conditions. We put on a light for years, and whenever we pressed the switch, the lights went on. It's only now we press the switch, the lights don't go. We say, go to my geyser, go to my inverter. They say, inverter packed up. They say, put on the generator. They say, no diesel. Now we are saying, what's happening? Li'ila fi Quraysh. Allah said, the Quraysh should have thought that life was going well, not because they the Quraysh, because Allah was helping the Quraysh. But the opposite happened. The Nabi of Allah comes to the Quraysh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the very Quraysh that was enjoying the best of Allah's favors. Sometimes me and you, is a sentence that when times are difficult, man looks a lot to Almighty Allah. But when life starts going very easy, then man becomes the most rebellious against Almighty Allah. وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ. Allah says, I'll open the doors of sustenance for my servants. لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Instead of becoming closer to me, they go further from me. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ. Mocking at people. Power makes a person's head go too high. When life is too easy, man says, this is my birthright. And أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. When a man falls in love with wealth, he becomes so stingy that forget giving big amounts. A time comes where he can't even give small amounts also. He sees someone without shoes walking past, but he's just like, can't he go work? So filled with. But at that time he could have looked at the man, he got no shoes. He could have said, maybe today I should go in my cupboard, take out that old shoes and give it to him. Because to walk barefoot on a cold day is not easy. But when man becomes so in love with wealth, وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ, Almighty Allah says, the basic things which have to be given, even that he can't give it. 2.5% zakat was asked, even that he's holding back. See, one day I'll think about it. So many places where man fell. Now you would wonder, who'll survive then? Who doesn't mock? Who doesn't get gripped with pride? Who doesn't forget Almighty Allah in ease conditions? Who hasn't got that love of wealth so much and we become greedy? All of us got it. The next surah comes, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. That, O you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, indeed we have given for you al-kawthar. Normally we know kawthar means a pond in the year after, which will be most unique. But that's in the year after. Speaking of al-kawthar in this world, Al-Kawthar's best translation can be Al-Khayrul Kathir. Khayre Kathir means we have given you so much. And now we will discuss what the so much is. Ulama have mentioned, starting with the so much, how Allah Tabarakala was going to honor Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how through that honor, me and you were going to get, they say, chucked in. This jalsa that we see, this khatam that we see, this masjid that we see, go around the world, masajid that we see, ulama that we see, scholars that we see, everyone is enjoying Islam. Everyone enjoying Islam. Salah that we see. You see the power of salah here today. How many people? You see it in the haram. You see it on the days of Eid. You see it during the Hajj. You say, Allahu Akbar, and you see the whole world going into ruku. All of that there was going to be called, when you say, I am going to give you an ocean. In the oceans of this world, you'll get so many of Allah's creatures, creation. Each one is unique on its own. The seal is coming out of the waters and it's going after the fish. Man will look at that seal and wonder, what a mighty creation of Allah. And behind the seal, you'll see the whale coming out. The killer whale is jumping for the seal. It's amazing this whale is. Then a whale 20 times bigger than that will be making its flips in the water. Each thing in the water is showing that in the creation of Almighty Allah on land and in the waters, amazing is Allah's creation. In this pond of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is known as Al-Kawthar, we will now see what and what gems are going to come out of this pond. The boy who sat in front of me and he read, Inna a'tayna al-kawthar, at such a young age, without any fear, so beautiful, not understanding the language, not being a man of the language, having no fear. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh says the other day, he said he still remembers it was a few years ago, but that picture is in his mind. What a majma, what a small boy they called. They told him, read Quran in front of the people. They said he read so well, his tajweed was so beautiful. He never even shiver. On the dastarkhan he asked the father, that this boy, he's so confident in his reading. What was it? He says most likely it was that when he was in the womb of his mother, every day the mother read 15 juz of Quran. But that child was going to be a gem coming out of this pond of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How this pond was going to work? In the beginning period of Makkah Mukarrama, it was not easy at all. Wherever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went, wherever there was a hope, one more person will read the kalima. There was even those times where someone read the kalima. He became so happy. And then when that person's friend came and said to him, what did you do? He said, I just read it to make him happy. He's just behind me. He said, now you must go and in his face you must tell him, I don't believe in you. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi had to see that. He had to see young children laughing, running and laughing at him. He had to see women looking at him and saying funny things. During the days of Hajj, all he asked was, leave me alone. I'm asking for no one's help. I will go myself and find help. Even that they were not going to do. His uncle Abu Lahab would follow him during the days of Hajj. Follow him. Allah's Nabi would stop by a tent. He would give dawah. He would say, I am the Nabi of Allah. They would say, how wonderful it is what you are saying. How pure your word is. They said, what is a Nabi? What must he do? What must we do? He would speak with them. He would have hope in them. And then Abu Lahab would just come from behind. And he would say, he's my nephew. He's mad. And the people of the tent would say, an uncle will know better about his nephew than us. A man from the house. And they would say, you rather carry on. He would look at his uncle and say, just leave me alone. Stop following me. It was not easy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then loses the greatest support of his life, Khadija radiallahu anha. Now he is in the house with his daughters. He alone has to worry about his daughters. He has to worry about the world. Allah Ta'ala is now going to invite. But the invite is not just an invitation. It is called وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, that we are going to make your mention very, very, very high in the world. So high it was going to come that today 1,400 years around the world, when the word Muhammad is said, everyone says Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On that night, the mention of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going to take place on every heaven. Every heaven, every heaven. Until he was going to go to a place which even Jibreel alayhi salam would say, now further than this even I cannot go. There also Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going to be mentioned. This is normally understood, famous, that it was in the month of Rajab that this Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took place. This was the beginning, or this was one of the biggest examples of Al-Kawthar. In the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was the most unique call. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam described this. This is one narration I just printed out before coming. I said the time is right, and to explain what I need to explain. Allah tabarakala grant us barakah in time. This whole mi'raj took place. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with something. It was called going out of time. So the whole mi'raj took place and he could still come back. And time never passed. Now me and you, we don't have that. So I'm trying to see where the clock is in this masjid. I'm seeing it's also like mi'raj. For the imam, there's no time. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the buraq was brought to me. It was an animal white in color, bigger than the donkey and smaller than the mule. It would place its hoof where its eye would reach. I got onto the animal. In another narration he says, when the animal came, Jibreel alayhi salam brought it. The animal is an animal of Jannah. So he just moved a little, like how you have like a horse which is, it shows its charm. It moved. Jibreel alayhi salam put his hand on it. He says, do you know who is getting on you? In the creation of Almighty Allah, there is no one like this man. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the buraq started perspiring. The buraq started perspiring. To understand the honor of this Nabi, in the creation of Allah, no one has ever ridden you who's like this man. This buraq was the animal for every Nabi that came. It started perspiring. The honor to have on my back Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, he took me to Baytul Maqdis. I tied the animal in that ring where the Anbiya alayhimus salam would tie their animals. I entered and I performed in the masjid two rak'ats. And we know that the entire galaxy of Anbiya were brought. And they were all waiting for who will now read, perform the salah. And Jibreel alayhi salam comes and he says, you are the imam of entire. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then goes. What humility he had, what greatness he had. In his humility he would say, I am nothing but the servant of Allah. Someone would say to him, how you sit and eat like a slave? He said, I am a slave of Allah. I sit like a slave, I eat like a slave. And when he had to explain reality, he would say, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وُلْدِ آدَمْ, that if I have to tell you, I am ordered to tell you, that I am the master of mankind. On the day of Qiyamah, you will all see that, wala fakhra. He says, and I don't have any pride while I am saying this. Think of this. What a level of humility. How his life was the epitome of humility. Yet he knows that he is the master of all. And he has to explain to mankind, I am the master of all. I have to tell you, wala fakhra. But it is not a thing of pride. I am going to be the master on the day of Qiyamah because I want to help every one of you out. When some Sahaba asked, where will we find you? He said, sometimes you'll see me at the scales. Sometimes you'll see me at the bridge, Sirat. He said, where my ummah is in difficulty, you're going to find me there. We know whenever there's a difficulty, then you have people on the ground, they are the workers. Then you have people who sit in parliament, they are the talkers. They are hardly going to do any work. They'll make an announcement that, you know, it's really bad. State of disaster, we need to get something done. But when you ask, where are you? He said, at the moment we're having a meeting. He said, but you got lights in your parliament? He said, because parliament, huh? A leader is one, when there's a problem, is on the ground. On that day when the whole world will be in problems, the leader of humanity will be on the ground. He said, wherever I will find my ummah in a problem, you will find me there also. He said, I'll be moving around. Think at the plains of Qiyamah, how huge. He said, I'll be moving around. At every point, it will be waiting for him, take your position and come to Allah. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will not be taking his position, looking for who still needs help. Otherwise, on that day, he could have easily delegated. And he could have said, where is my Sahaba, Abu Bakr, wa Umar, Uthman, wa Ali? Will you look after my ummah, make sure they're okay. That's how me and you will do. How much will we do? We'll normally tell the worker, make sure you look after my guests. Make sure you do this. He said, on the day of Qiyamah, they said, where will you find you? He said, I'll be at the Sirat. I'll be at the crossing to make sure it's easy for my ummah to cross. He said, I'll be going back to the scales to see who's having a problem so I can put my hand on his scale. He said, I'll be coming back to the plains. He'll be making sajda again. He says, Allah, one ummati of mine is in the fire. Can you allow me to pull him out? Again and again, again and again. You'll have to understand how much Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will wait for his ummah to come. Again he will go in sajda, again he will ask, again he will go in sajda, again he will ask. He said, on the day of Qiyamah you will see I'm the master of mankind. In my hand will be the flag of the praises of Almighty Allah. He says, on that day I will praise Allah and praise Allah and praise Allah with words which up till today I don't know. It will just be coming. Allah will inspire. I will praise. I will praise. Allah will say, oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lift up your head. Ask whatever you ask, I will give you. He'll say, Allah, my ummah. Again, he'll say, ask whatever you ask. He'll say, Allah, my ummah. Only intercession, only intercession, only intercession. وَمَا مِن نَبِيٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ آدَمْ فَمَنْ سِوَىٰ. On that day, every Nabi from Adam alayhi salam and after, everyone will be under my flag. The master of mankind. He says, I entered the masjid. Jibreel alayhi salam comes to me with a container. In one container there is milk, in one container there is khamar, liquor. He says, I choose the container with milk. Jibreel alayhi salam says, indeed you have chosen that which is natural. In another narration it comes, he says, had you taken that khamar, liquor, it would have opened up the doors of disaster for your ummah. They would have gone astray. Allah blessed you to choose milk for your ummah. He closed the doors of liquor. Think or hear about what's happening in the world. Allah save Muslims. Sometimes we want to walk a walk that they are already walking. Go into the world of what is called those who have no Allah or those who have no Islam. Their wives can be the most beautiful woman shown on earth. With all their makeup and their pictures and their movies and everyone else is saying, I wish I had that life. But go ask that woman, how's life? And she says, when the parties come and our men come home drunk, Then they forget we are the most beautiful woman on earth. The next morning we have scars over our face. Liquor makes man, who's man during the day, animal at night. Liquor makes a person who was regarded as a father during a day, a butcher at night. It can make the child kill his own mother, rape his own mother. It can make the mother and the father do the same actions to the child. As news goes out in the world and you hear what and what torture people have done, and they ask on what account, they say he was drunk. Honor for this ummah, Jibreel alayhi salam puts it, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have given you khayre kathir, so much of goodness. Goodness was, his hand went towards the milk, the entire ummah was given goodness. We would not have to see liquor in the house at night. After the program, everyone is happy. The boy has finished his hifz. Let's go celebrate. They say, let's celebrate. How? Open up the bottle. And then they drinking, drinking. Tomorrow morning here in the very house where there was jalsa yesterday, because of the filthy liquor, there would have been a divorce or killing tomorrow. Allah bless this ummah. He said, liquor will not enter your houses. Indeed, we have given khayr kathir, so much of goodness to this ummah. And now Nabi Sansam is going to be lifted. Your mention will be made on every heavens. He says, I was taken. The door of the heaven had to open. Jibreel alayhi salam says, open up. The angel will say, who's there? He says, it's Jibreel. He says, but there's someone else with you. وَمَمْ مَعَكَ Who else? His name will be taken on the door of the first heaven. You will wonder, how does a man go there without any... Where science will say you cannot reach, and where science will never ever reach, and a door that will open up for none, on that door comes the name. Who's there? He says, it is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The angel will ask, waqad bu'itha ilayhi, has he been called? Jibreel alayhi salam says, indeed he has been called. No one was going to ever make this journey. In the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah had given one person, he could make a journey through time, out of time. Sulaiman alayhi salam says, who will bring the throne of Bilqis for me? A jinn says, before you stand from the gathering, I will bring it. Sulaiman alayhi salam's minister says, before the blink of the eye, if you allow me, I will bring it. Sulaiman alayhi salam looks at him, nods, permission. His eye closes, his eye opens, and the throne of the Bilqis, a throne which is protected so well, a throne which is so far away, in the blink of an eye, Allah Tabarakala says it was there. He was able to go out of time, but no one was able to go out of the world. When it came to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every law was going to be broken. The angel asked, he got permission to come. He said, he got permission. And he's not going to stop on the first heaven. He's going to come to the first heaven. He's going to make salam to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. He's going to go up to the second heaven. Again they will ask, who's there, Jibreel? Who's with you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? His name will go higher. He said, he was invited indeed. Open up. He will open up. Second heaven he will find. Third heaven he will find. The different anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Isa alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam will make salam to him. Yusuf alayhi salam will make salam to him. Idris alayhi salam will make salam to him. Harun alayhi salam will make. Musa alayhi salam will make. He will come up, Ibrahim alayhi salam, to make istiqbal. The greatest of the anbiya alayhim as-salam, the father of the anbiya. At what place he finds Ibrahim alayhi salam? Baytul Ma'mur. Baytul Ma'mur is above the Kaaba. Ibrahim alayhi salam's back is leaning, like how sometimes a person who's so fortunate to be by the Kaaba, so fortunate no one touches him. You say that Shaykh there, you'll find him leaning against the Kaaba. He's having his halqa, his dars. You say, you know that Shaykh. Ibrahim alayhi salam was given the chance leaning against the Baytul Ma'mur. He is leaning by the Baytul Ma'mur, enjoying his time there. Whereas the Baytul Ma'mur, like how we say Kaaba, he said, you got a chance to go for Hajj, you're so lucky. So many thousands never saw the house of Allah. You're going Umrah every year, you're so lucky. But when it comes to Baytul Ma'mur, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every day, يَدْخُلُهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ. Every day 70,000 angels come to this Baytul Ma'mur, the house of Allah in the heavens. ثُمَّ لَا يَعُودُونَ إِلَيْهِ. They will not get a second chance to come. At that place, Ibrahim alayhi salam is there. So high, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to make salam to him, and he's going to proceed even further. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Your mention is now on the seventh heaven, and he's just going onwards. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, then I came to the place which is known as As-Sidratul Muntaha, the lote tree, the place where it all stops. What's going from the bottom, from land, from earth, it goes up, 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 up. And then when it comes to Sidratul Muntaha, it's called collection point. Then from there, another creation of Allah will take it from the other side. What goes from on top, this is the end, Muntaha. Nothing goes further than this. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to go beyond this also. He says, I reached Sidratul Muntaha, this lote tree. And he explains to us what we will expect to see Allah give us all one day, Jannah. In the blessings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described Jannah to us how, because he said, be ready my ummah, one day I'm going to take you there. When a father says, I went to this land, what a land it was. Then the son says, daddy, you'll take me. He says, why do you think I'm telling you about the land? He says, I wasn't going to take you there, I'm going to tell you about it. I want your desires to get ready, because you have to make the journey yourself one day. He saw Jannah, and he explained Jannah to his ummah, and he said, "Inna a'tayna," we have given you so much of goodness, that a huge part of your ummah, they're going straight into Jannah. For them, no hisab kitab at all. Allah make us all of those. So much khair kathir. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I saw the fruits of this tree, kal qilal. It was like huge buckets. He said, I saw the leaves of this tree. It was like the ears of the elephants. And then the unique part was this. He said, I'm looking at this amazing tree, and this is what Jannah is going to be. He said, I'm looking at this tree, how beautiful, how amazing, how unique. And then he said, فَلَمَّا غَشِيَهَا مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ مَا غَشِيَ. And then from the command of Allah, a covering fell over this tree. What is that covering? I don't know, you will never know. The command of Allah, in today's time they will say, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid, Damat Barakatuh, gives an example. He says, one man came from the village. When he entered into a modern supermarket, something he had never seen, and you will see it if you go for Umrah and Hajj today. Up till today you will see people who come from some of the what we will call third world countries, fourth world. When they come there in their life, they never saw escalator. Sometimes at those escalators there can be accidents. Because you see the woman, one is pushing, go front, and then she sees what's happening, she screams. She thinks it's going to eat her up, like, so she pulls back, and then she's pulling back, there's people behind, and she almost falls. You must see this, then you'll understand, this auntie never saw this in her life, escalator. So if they never saw escalator, they'll never see lift also, elevator. So this man from the village with his son, he lands up and he's looking at this elevator. So how you see elevator, it opens up, and it looks like jaws, like, because that teeth is like sticking out. So when it opened, he was wondering, what's this? But then there was one old, big auntie who was there. And she was waiting for the elevator. So she walks inside, and she turns around, she looks at him, and as looking, he sees the elevator closing. So for him, he thought that this is some monster that is now eating up this auntie. Because in these villages, they have this, once a year, you must put one auntie into the river. Then at least the jinnat will not trouble you. So he said, what is this? You're putting this auntie in this. So he ran and he's knocking on this. Open up. And everyone in the shop is wondering, what's up with him? Now elevator went up, auntie got out, another auntie got in. Young girl. That one was big, this one was thin. That one was old, this one was young. That one was wrinkled, this one was sharp. Now as they open, and the elevator opens. And this woman, she says, excuse me, sir. And his mouth is like, now he's wondering, like she went in big size. She came out. Immediately he said, Muhammad, go fetch your mother. This is what we need in life. You put her in there and the immediate change. Will you ever get that? Now Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I'm looking at the tree. This is Jannah. You will get a certain covering from Almighty Allah. It happened on the tree, it will happen to the men of Jannah. It will happen to the woman of Jannah. When the command of Allah will descend, as it will lift up, the person will be different. The woman will be different. The man will look at her and say, is it you? He says, when I left, wallah, you were not so beautiful like this. Although she was on the peaks of beauty, she says, what are you speaking? Allah came to visit us at home. Allah came to visit us at home. He said, looking at the tree, when the command of Allah lifted, تغيرت, the tree changed. حَتَّى مَا يَسْتَطِيعَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ, from the entire creation of Allah, if a person now wanted to describe its beauty, he would be unable to. He said, I looked at that change, one command of Allah, and what a change. And again, another command will come, what a change. Another command will come, what a change. Wait for that Jannah, where things only get better. Better by the day, better by the second, better by the millisecond. One command of Allah in an entire new world. One command of Allah in an entire new mansion, an entire new farm. In this world, whatever you get, it is called brand new until we touch it. As soon as we touch it in the market, the value drops. She is called brand new until you touch her. As soon as you touch her, she is no longer called a brand new woman. Now if she has to be divorced, the father of the girl will say, you now divorcing her after you used her. Nothing in this world will be said, no problem, I'll give you brand new again. In that world, not only it gets brand new, it gets better by the day, better by the hour, better by the second. Again, this was going to be, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have given you more than enough. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. He was seeing it there. He says, I look at the low tree, amazing it is. He says, then Allah tabarak ta'ala gives me 50 salah. He says, day and night, let your ummah read. When they were told 50 salah, after he saw the beauty of the lot tree, after he saw how the thing changes, after he was shown Jannah and Jahannam, now how will I get there? Almighty Allah says, 50 salah is what your ummah needs. Me and you today would say, 50 so much. But when the price is going to get something so high, Allah's Nabi said, Allah, inna sil'ata Allah ghaliya. Understand, what Allah is selling is not something cheap. He said, Allah is giving out Jannah, who's ready to buy it? He said, 50 salah is what I need from your ummah. 50 salah. Allah's Nabi grabs it and he comes down. Musa alayhi salam stops. This was again the kindness of Allah on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with that day on all of us, that he had to be stopped by Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam will say, no, go back to Allah. And he goes back. And up and down it goes, until me and you know it ends with 5. But on ending with 5, Allah's announcement, this is called khayr kathir. I have given you enough goodness, meaning for you and your ummah. He said, I'll give it 5. Now what is 5 now? 5 has become so little from 50. He said, I'll give it 5. But how I wanted to give it at the beginning, it will never change. Allah would then announce, whoever will read 5, whoever will read 5, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, khamsa salawatin, there will be 5 salah I am asking, likulli salatin ashrun, for every salah you will do, you're going to get a bonus of 10. فَتِلْكَ خَمْسُونَ, Allah wanted you need to get 50. You needed 50, I needed 50 to get that paradise. He says, Allah has given us the 50. Just do 5 and Allah will multiply by 10. You would have said, only for salah, what a bargain this is. Allah honor for this ummah. No, not only for salah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ. Not only for salah, bonus of times 10. He said, whoever will intend any action of good, any action of good, فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا, and something prevents him from doing it, he can't. Today we will see a khatam of hifz. Everyone make an intention that from tomorrow I will also start memorizing. Recently I went to one town. I had the honor of meeting a person who the week before they had just finished his hifz of Quran. His age at that time is most likely about 70. And who he did his hifz of Quran by his own son. By his own son he did hifz of Quran. I asked the boy, the son, are you a hifz ustad? He says, no, my father just told me I want to do hifz. So I told my father, I said, do you hit your father? Because normally in hifz class you have to hit. So he says, no, but I'm hard. I said, like, how hard? The other brother say he's hard. He says, there are days where the father said, you know what, I'm not feeling well. He said, the son would come to the house and say, you will take your sabak no matter what. The only thing, you never have the stick. But when we saw that man, he finished hifz at that age. But even if you cannot finally reach the end, how hard it is to make an intention. The ijtima will be inshallah coming soon in Darul Uloom, in Azadville next to the Darul Uloom. Already the other day we had programs where people are told, make intention to make khidmat at the ijtima ga, to look after the cars, to go out in the path of Allah. So the one person said, you know, intention is such a small thing. Work is the thing that is heavy. Intention is easy stuff. He said, my book, I can just carry on writing. Who makes intention? That boy, that boy, that boy. Pages will get finished. Intention is easy. Whoever pays for intention. It is called like a man gets married at night. The talks of the first night, everyone knows it. He acts like he's the boss. He shows his wife, I own the world. He says, you know, you, when I send you to your mother, I'll send you by aeroplane, helicopter. And she gets thrilled like. And then he says, you know, when I buy clothing in my house, you'll never wear the same dress for two functions. She's getting thrilled. And then he says, whenever you will think of anything, you'll just have to blink towards something. I'll understand that's what you want. And the next day it'll be delivered. She's thrilled. Next morning he wakes up for breakfast. He sees, where is she? Instead of making breakfast, she's writing a list. So he comes and he looks at, what's this like? She says, didn't you tell me last night, I just have to look. This is not looking, I'm actually writing. So he says, haven't you heard in madrasa, kalamul layl yamuhuhun nahar. The talks of the night is erased during the day. Bedroom talk never lasts till the morning. I'll put you in helicopter one day, but don't ask for it tomorrow. But by Almighty Allah, it is the only place where an intention has value. Everywhere else they'll say cheap talk, big talk. He said, you remember how you promised me you'll help me? Where's the help? By Almighty Allah, it will never say, what intentions you made? You did nothing. He said, whoever will make an intention and he will not fulfill it, kutibat hasanatun wahida, Allah will tell the angel, write it for him. Write it for him. Who will ever pay for no work? It is called khayre kathir. How much Rasulullah was given. Because of him, me and you got this. We got a business that is just making money, just making money. He said, فَإِنْ عَمِلَهَا, and if he is able to do what he intended, كُتِبَتْ عَشَرًا, then Allah says to the angel, how I gave bonus on that day to this ummah times 10. Give it to everything. In everything, just times 10. He did the action times 10. Then the angel will ask, now the opposite, if he intends bad, وَمَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ, he intended evil. But then at the last minute he said, I can't do this. He wanted to do it. Last minute he just pulled out. The angel will say, there when he intended good, isn't it to write? Now when he's intending evil, لَمْ تُكْتَبْ شَيْئًا, the angel will be told, don't you dare write anything. فَإِنْ عَمِلَهَا, if he does it, then the angel would have said times 10. Because if you're scoring 10, you must minus times 10. If he does the evil, كُتِبَتْ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدَةً, then you must only write one evil. This was called Khayr Kathir. On that night it was announced. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now comes. The journey has been over. He has enjoyed what a time in the presence of Almighty Allah. The Ummah has come back with the biggest of hadaya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am sitting and I am shocked and I'm worried. How will I explain to the people of Makkah Mukarramah what happened? At that time, the worst enemy of Allah, فَمَرَّ عَدُوُ اللَّهِ Abu Jahlin. Allah's enemy Abu Jahl has to be the first. He comes and says, oh Muhammad, any new thing happening? Any new thing? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Usri Abi. Last night I was taken on a journey. He says, where? He does not even mention the heavens. He just mentions ila baytil maqdis, Aqsa. Abu Jahl says, Aqsa? And in the morning you hear? He says, yes. He says, hold on, you'll sit here. If I call the other people, you promise me you'll say the story. And Abu Jahl goes running. And he calls people and he comes and he says, repeat what you just said. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks down and he says, last night I was taken on a journey. He said, where? He said, Aqsa. He said, Aqsa, and you hear in the morning. And he has to see the people. He said, Baina Musfiqin. One person is putting وَبَيْنَ وَاضِعٍ يَدَهُ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِ One man is putting his hand on his head and say, what is talking about now? Another person is clapping his hands. Everyone is like laughing and joking. Hey, now he lost it. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to be just quiet. What he went through. And then one person says, I know who went to Al-Aqsa. Just hold on. He says, you went. Isn't you traveled? You traveled. He says, if you travel to Al-Aqsa, Baytul Maqdis, describe the masjid to us. If you go somewhere, how do you describe? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I start describing. And I'm describing. And now he had only seen it at night. Who had time to look at the walls, to look at the windows, to look at where the doors is? He says, I become stuck. I become stuck in describing. But the honor Allah had given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, neither you will ever get stuck, and neither will your ummah ever get stuck. These doors will just open. This was called khayr kathir. Today when you're going to look at this jalsa, this is an example of this ummah will never get stuck. How much effort was made in the last 1400 years to stop Islam spreading. When this boy will read his last few surahs, it's an announcement that my deen, no one will ever stop it. Allah's Nabi says, I got stuck. Allah would not allow his Nabi to get stuck. And this ummah would not be allowed to get stuck. The child is saying, I'm going to give up. I can't manage anymore. I think I'm quitting. The parent says, no, please do it. Please do it. Don't quit. And when next month, 2 months later, 3 months, 1 year later, they're inviting you for the jalsa. He's saying at the jalsa, you know, I thought he wasn't going to make it. You know, someone passed away in his family, I thought he was going to go. So much of barriers, the barriers just opened up. Who opened it? That Allah on that morning who opened up for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I got stuck. When he got stuck, what would happen? He says, Almighty Allah had the masjid brought in front of me. He says, there by the house of Aqil, it was placed there. Me and you will wonder, how do you bring Al-Aqsa and place it? For that Allah who took his Nabi in a time of no time to the heavens, and he returns in such a condition, for that Allah to bring that picture of Al-Aqsa right in front. At that time, today me and you will say, we also see it happening. If the world today can show you, that I'll show you Hajj, what's happening, it's right here in front. But on that day, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the picture was in front of me. He says, Wa ana anzuru. I'm looking at it coming towards me, until it's placed at the house of Aqil. I am looking and I am describing. I am looking and I'm describing. Faqal al qawm. And the people are like shocked. And they say, أَمَّنْ نَعْتُ فَلَقَدْ أَصَابَ He said, I still don't believe him. But the description that he's giving is 100% on target. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the journey, coming back with Jibreel, we passed by one caravan. We passed by one caravan, they were looking for that one camel of theirs. I even mentioned to them that in that direction, he says, we passed somewhere else, Jibreel alayhi salam said, drink from here. He said, I drank. He said, which caravan? He said, that caravan. He said, when it's coming? He said, if it was at this point, that caravan will be here before sunset. Before sunset. But when you say before sunset, it sometimes can mean before sunset or just after sunset. What difference it makes? But when a man is stubborn, they say, we will make sure it doesn't happen. He said, if it comes after sunset, you are a liar. But it had nothing to do with after sunset or before, because he said, I saw the caravan, and the caravan is coming, and they are waiting. They got nothing to do with the caravan now. Now they got to do with the word sunset. When this world gathers against Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they look for such petty, petty, petty issues. You'll see in the news how they talk, on what and what they bring their points. And Almighty Allah, when He has made this Islam spread, even with that petty, petty issues, somebody else's hidayah is being written. Somebody else looks at it and says, what's their problem? Like, what they got a problem with this? They're looking, the sun is going to set, the caravan is not coming. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala orders the sun must not set. It will wait. And that caravan is carry on, carry on, carry on. And as the caravan enters Makkah Mukarrama, the sun will go down. This ummah, in the blessings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will see that the sun will never set also before its time on this ummah. The world will say, gave up now, no way, and you see it's still coming up. You say, looking in the horizon, there's no sign of Islam, no sign. You see, on that day there was no caravan also. But Almighty Allah would make sure the caravan comes before the sun. This deen of Islam was promised by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that again a time will come where it will rise to its pinnacle of power. Then only can come the ending. We at the moment are looking around us in the world, and we're seeing superpowers, and we're seeing weapons of mass destruction, and we're seeing things that are being made, the robot, artificial intelligence, and we're seeing the drones that can take over humanity. In parliament, a man has to say that the robot has reached such a level that if we don't stop it now, it's going to take over the world. All of them are so scared. But this ummah was given a promise by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that how can this ummah fail? I am at the beginning of this ummah. And Allah's Nabi Isa is at the end of this ummah. He said, you're going to fail. This ummah is going to reach. Khayre kathir. What Allah had given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was blessed with what sahaba? But we're not talking of his sahaba. He looks at one sahabi radiallahu anhu, Salman al-Farsi. He puts his hand on his leg. And he says, لو كان العلم بالثريا. If deen, if knowledge, if Islam had to be hanging on the highest star, lana lahu rijal aw rajulun min abna'i Faris. At that time, Persia was the hukumat in itself. Persia was the mighty Persian Empire. He said, this religion of mine is going to be so unique that if knowledge has to be on the highest star, Allah will make from the people of Persia, it would become Iraq and Iran. Such people who would make the journey to go up there and get that knowledge also. Meaning my Islam will not be stuck in Makkah and Medina Munawwara during my life. It's going to go around the world. Not only in my era. Era after era after era after era. You would say a time would come. People will be hitting the camels looking for knowledge. They would say they would find no one who has more knowledge than a man in Medina, the alim of Medina. Ulama would say Imam Malik rahimullah sits in Medina Munawwara. From around the world, from as far as Spain, there was no at that time aeroplanes, let's go from Spain. People would get on their camels, get on their animals. Where are you going? I am going to the man of Medina. to get the knowledge of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that if knowledge was in the stars of Surya from Persia, Persia becomes Iraq and Iran. Imam Abu Hanifa would come up in Persia. The whole Hanafi madhab would come up in Persia. The masters of Arabic would come up in Iraq and Iran. We speak about Nahwa and Sarf in Madrasa, Qiraat, the different Qiraats. It had nothing to do with the lands of Hijaz. Around the world, Africa was creating, Asia was creating. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's khayre kathir, a pond was going to continue taking out. Continue taking out. The fish of this pond are unique. This boy who will graduate today, he's one. The alim that will graduate at the jalsa of every madrasa, he's one. In this ocean there are whales. They are huge, huge creations of Allah. Every one of them is unique. And when each one jumps out of the water, and the world looks at it, at the time when he passes away, they say, we can write an encyclopedia about this man. Just this man. He said, if this man's life story can take an entire volume of 300, 400 pages, then imagine what was the condition of the imam of this man who was 1,400 years ago. This is the blessings of that man. If this man, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the day of Khandaq, a battle is taking place, he looks at a young sahabi, Hadith as-Sin, fighting in such a unique manner. After the fighting, he calls him, he says, what's your name? He gives his name. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked his grandfather. He said, As'adallah jaddaka, the Mubarak to your grandfather. He says, come close to me, iqtarib minni, come close. And then he places his hand. فَمَسَحَ رَأْسَهُ. He just places his hand. This is called khayre kathir. The blessings of the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much of goodness. He rubs his hand. That sahabi will have a child, will have a child, will have a child, will have a child. We speak about Imam Abu Hanifa. We speak about the most unique student of Imam Abu Hanifa was Imam Abu Yusuf. He was the judge of all judges. Through him knowledge spread in the east and the west. Imam Abu Yusuf rahimullah would say, the blessings of the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued in my lineage, in my ancestors. We continued seeing the blessings of just the passing of one hand. He became the apple of the world at that time. People would look at him. He's a qadi during the day. He's performing 200 rakats of nafal during the night. Unique in every fun. You say, what are you? He say, I'm nothing but the blessings of one passing of the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is that khayre kathir. 1,400 years. We are still seeing the barakah of this. Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar. Indeed, we have given you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more than enough. The ulama are yours. The huffaz are yours. The ummah is yours. The mujahids are yours. The people spending are yours, the helpers are yours, the people of good character are yours, the men are yours, the woman are yours, the person putting his head in, everything is yours. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. You continue putting your head in front of Allah on the musalla. وَانْحَرْ. And continue sacrificing for Allah. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ. The ones that are mocking you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. We will cut them off. The whole world will forget about them. As for you, your waters will never end. This is the waters that we are now seeing. Now we will call the boy. As he is reading, I want you to think of this. This is from the water of the pond of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and another fish in this most unique pond. May Allah tabarak ta'ala allow us all to have the best of swims in this pond. And may Allah in His kindness allow us on that day when water will be in the palm of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there will be those fortunate ones who will say, can I drink directly from your palm? May Allah tabarakallah grant that honor to every one of us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.